It's the Full Force News Burst brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80. Andrew Koji has been talking about his role as Storm Shadow in the upcoming Snake Eyes movie with Collider. Slated for release on October 22nd, 2021. In the interview, Koji discussed his lack of enthusiasm for the previous incarnation of the character in live-action form and desperately tried to avoid repeating the same mistakes in his own performance, saying, "I thought about playing that character, Storm Shadow, because I didn't like the first two films. I can say that. I'm allowed to not like a film. So I was hesitant at first to even accept that. That's a big studio film and my first role in a big studio film, so I was very hesitant because I didn't have that trust in Hollywood to do that. What Warrior taught me and the voice that it gave me helped my work on Storm Shadow. I don't want to play a character with a six-pack. I wanted him to be human and flawed. He's going through stuff. For me, when I saw the first G.I. Joe films, I was like, I don't want to do that. That's not the kind of thing I want to do." This isn't the first time he has discussed his disappointment in how the character was handled in Rise of Cobra and Retaliation, and it would appear we'll be getting a much different type of performance and indeed film in general when next year rolls around. Koji also explained how he had researched Japanese culture to be able to bring a much better performance to the role. "So when I spoke with the director, Robert Schwenke, about that, I said, if I'm going to play him, I have to do my research into Japanese culture and embrace that. There was an opportunity for me to do a performance in that kind of film for the next generation. My time in this business might end in a few years, but a kid growing up might be able to watch that film and see a more realistic, grounded portrayal and feel like they can act and they can do this. Even if it's in ninja form, they can still bring their own humanity to it. So it was quite a deep thing for me, just because I had a lot of reservations about it at first, but then they allowed me to do that. I've got to give credit to those guys, but that was all because of the skill I got from Warrior. The more I hear about this movie, the more I need to see that trailer. I actually really liked Lee Byung-hun as Storm Shadow in the previous films, but I fully understand Koji's comments regarding the rather throwaway character he portrayed, in which the blame has to be placed at Paramount's feet there. I'm looking forward to seeing Koji's take on Storm Shadow, and I really hope he is being genuine in these interviews. I'm off to play with my Storm Shadow and Red Ninjas because I'm nearly 40 years old. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.